This next report examines the pay of personal care providers who take care of the nation's elderly and disabled. They cook, clean, and bathe their clients, allowing them to remain independent of nursing homes or other institutions. It's an important job that doesn't pay much anymore. In Maryland, these workers earn even less than the minimum wage. They survive on $5 an hour. Now they're fighting for more, as Eric Neeler reports from Baltimore.
It can take Audra White almost 2 hours to get from her apartment in West Baltimore to her job.
This is an everyday routine. That's what I do. 3 buses, maybe 4. Sometimes we might catch the subway. You want to get on the subway?
White is a personal care provider for the state of Maryland. She spends all this time on the bus to get to her clients, 2 disabled people living on Medicaid. For a 4-hour shift, she brings home $20. If lucky, she can get in 2 visits a day. That's about half the national average for the same job. It's even less than the federal minimum wage of $5.15 an hour.
Route 15, destination Overly. Welcome aboard MTA.
Despite the crowded bus and long commute, White remains cheerful. She talks about herself and her goals for the future. A single gold tooth flashes when she laughs. White says she used to clean rooms at the Marriott downtown, but this job gives her flexibility to see her daughter after school. The bus stops at an apartment building for seniors. Inside a fifth-floor apartment, 52-year-old Jesse Johnson is waiting. He's a bit grumpy today.
Jesse! You got some pants on?
No,
can you put some pants on? What? Let's say I had to catch 2 buses.
Johnson's left side was paralyzed by a stroke about 10 years ago. He doesn't move or talk too well. The apartment is dim, even on a sunny day. Today, White's doing his laundry.
You come to the same house year after year or day after day, they become like a second family. Some of them just be looking forward to seeing you.
Johnson agrees. He says that underneath their banter, the two have developed a strong bond.
More like a sister to me. We talk trash to each other, lay each other out, whatever.
White mops the floor and cooks him a spaghetti dinner in the cramped studio apartment. Sometimes she buys him groceries and cigarettes or runs him to the doctor. The main thing is the company she provides. She loves her job, but why would someone do this for so little money?
I like taking care of people and sharing with people and giving back because it gives me a chance to give back to people in my community and it keeps the client, independent.
But it's her own independence that's threatened. Justin Molito is coordinator for the State Workers Union, who is trying to organize the personal care providers. He says it's outrageous that these workers make $5 an hour.
To learn that these residents who do such important work yet don't receive health insurance or any benefits themselves is unacceptable, and it's unacceptable for a governor or any legislator to claim that there's just not money available.
After almost a year of lobbying by the workers in the union, Maryland Governor Robert Ehrlich asked the legislature to increase the provider's day rate from $20 a day to $22 a day, their first raise in 19 years. Tony McCann is Maryland's Secretary of Health and Mental Hygiene. He agrees the proposed $2 raise is not much.
That's a 10% increase. On the other hand, it is a very small amount operating off of a very small base. We are committed to try, given the budgetary circumstances we are in, to continue this process and try and improve it.
McCann says that granting health benefits to the 3,000 providers would increase the size of his department's payroll by 40%. The money's just not there. McCann says the state's Republican governor and its Democrat-controlled legislature both oppose the idea.
It's just generally an issue that no one is prepared to deal with right now.
No one except the providers. Last week, Audra White and about a dozen co-workers head over to the state capitol in Annapolis. The women corner lawmakers in elevators and carpeted offices to deliver their message. They get no guarantees. Still, Audra White is not about to give up.
I gotta believe that there's some hope. It's been so long. I just can't sit here and do all this fighting and say don't believe that there's no hope in this and that we will win. Yeah, and I'll stand on that.
Maryland's legislature will vote on several proposals to help personal care workers before it adjourns today at midnight. For NPR News, I'm Eric Neeler.